Quirky News. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Spelling disaster. It was our idea of the perfect wedding, but it has turned into a bureaucratic nightmare, said Jane Riddle, who spent more than £4,000 on a Caribbean wedding. It all started off so perfectly, said the 26-year-old. But later, they spelt our name wrong on the certificate, and now they say that we aren't legally married, all because of a stupid spelling mistake. James Riddle and Jane Lauder have spent the past 6 months trying to rectify the problem. Apparently, a clerk in the Caribbean island where the couple were married on a beach spelt Mr. Riddle's surname with an A instead of the first I, Raddle. A few days later, and back in England, Mr. Riddle noticed an error and returned the certificate to the travel agency, asking for it to be amended. But the travel agents said the couple would have to return to the island to sort it out.
Graffiti crusader. I was just trying to make a point, said an Australian MP whose anti-graffiti crusade seriously backfired. Mike Pratt spent 5 hours scrubbing off what he thought was a piece of graffiti. However, it turned out that the writing was in fact a specially commissioned piece of street art that had cost the local council more than 30,000 Australian dollars. To make matters worse, Pratt had invited a local television station to witness his removal of an obnoxious piece of vivid graffiti vandalism on the side of a concrete bridge in Canberra. However, while the overzealous MP was in full swing, a police car arrived and informed Pratt of his error. Since then, the MP has been referred to police for investigation and possible prosecution. I just don't know what to say. Now they're calling me a criminal. I was just trying to draw attention to this problem, the MP explained.
Young Sparky. A young plumber out on his first job ended up burning down a £5 million mansion, a neighbour said. It appears at this stage that this was an unfortunate plumber who was soldering in the roof space of a large building which was undergoing total renovation. More than 60 firefighters were called to the listed building. Meanwhile, workers at the site are determined to keep the identity of the rookie plumber a secret. Residents suggested the fire was sparked by 17-year-old apprentice plumber John Hughes. A spokesperson for the local fire service added that the plumber was working for a firm of some contract mechanical engineers. You have to feel sorry for the poor lad. He must feel terrible, the spokesperson added.